A grassroots movement is underway in Milwaukee's 53206 zip code to improve the lives of young African-American men who live there. This summer, we reported on the program called We Got This. It was the brainchild of Andre Ellis. He started giving a few boys $20 to clean the neighborhood on Saturday mornings. Since then, the numbers have swelled. So have relationships. We Got This now brings together generations of African-American males in the form of mentees and mentors. This week, Ellis wants to expose the young men to what some would say are the finer things in life. So as WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, you might spot a very sharp-looking group dining out in downtown Milwaukee.
On Saturday, 50 young African-American men and their adult mentors will ditch the sneakers, jeans, and t-shirts in favor of tuxedos. Then they'll sit down and break bread with each other at Carson's Restaurant in downtown Milwaukee. Andre Ellis says he wants the young men to know he hears them.
I was having a conversation with a few of the young men on my block who are part of the program, and I was getting dressed up to take my wife out to dinner. And they were admiring that. And they said, wow, we ain't never know you had to dress up to go to dinner. We never dressed up. We'd go to McDonald's or something like that. And then one of them said, I wish we could go downtown for dinner. I said, you can. So when I left, this started to come to fruition.
Over the past few days, Ellis has made sure everyone was fitted for a tuxedo at Torrance's House of Threads on Milwaukee's north side.
How you doing, man? You done grew since the summer. How's it going in school? Be honest.
Doing good.
What's doing good? Because that ain't what your mama said.
Young men like Walter Gladney. At 14, he stands 6 foot tall and a solid 160 pounds. Walter says before participating this summer in the program, We Got This, he used to fight a lot.
Just to get respect.
Have you gotten that respect?
No.
Do you still want that respect?
No, because it's not doing good for me.
Walter says male mentors have helped teach him how to control his anger. He says now he's focusing on athletics and school, but Saturday it might be what's on the menu. What's the nicest restaurant you've been to?
Old Crunchy Buffet.
While Walter says he's excited about having dinner downtown, his mentor says the experience is about a lot more. David Crowley grew up in the same neighborhood, in a zip code that some called the worst in the country to raise black boys. Crowley says the drugs and violence were there when he was growing up, but he had people to push him in other directions. The 28-year-old finished college and now works for a state senator. Crowley says his goal is to show Walter there's more to life than what he may see daily.
Really, it's just expanding the horizon. I think a lot of times the issue with Milwaukee is that we just see Milwaukee. Introducing something outside of, you know, what you see on TV, what you see in social media, showing that, you know, black men are doing a lot of good things, whether they're doctors, surgeons, politicians, whatever.
Saturday's dinner will include lessons in etiquette, and the mentors and mentees will exchange letters about their hopes and dreams. The saying Black Lives Matter has become a rallying cry across the country in recent weeks to protest police killings of African-American men. Andre Ellis says he'll continue pairing boys and mentors and hopes they'll build lifelong relationships.
It's my way of protest, but in a flip side versus burning it down, let's make it greater.
According to Ellis, many young black men are searching for people to love them and show them the way.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right. I'm glad you're going to be with us. You look good in your tuxedo. You look better in a graduation gown, especially when with the PhD you get a hood.
LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.